Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for joining me today. So this week is National Hand Washing Week. I kind of chuckle a little bit about that because I feel, and my guest today I know definitely feels, that this should be a year-round celebration. And so with no further ado, my two guests today, I have Daniela Davis and I have Anastasia Harcum. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And for those of you that may not know, Daniela is the manager of our home health and hospice at Way Memorial Hospital, and Anastasia is the clinical manager here at Home Health and Hospice. So again, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, we are going to get to the hand washing part. I know we just wrapped up in November, and Danielle, you did a great job on that commercial on the radio on home health and home care and hospice. So can you tell us a little bit about what is home health?
Sure. We provide intermittent skilled nursing services to members of the community in their home. We have skilled nurses, we have physical therapists, occupational therapists, we have home health aides, we have social workers on staff. We take care of the patient as a whole, and we do a complete comprehensive assessment of you. And in your home, the first visit usually taken about 2 hours, only because there's a lot of data collection at that point and a lot of assessment and a lot of, you know, we phone calls back to the doctor to create your plan of care. We cover areas of, we cover all of Wayne County, parts of Pike County, parts of Lackawanna County, and parts of Susquehanna County.
Right. So oftentimes it's, you know, home health services are generated from a physician referral, right? Maybe they were in the hospital, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. If you are a patient at a hospital and they need home health services, they will refer you to the agency. At that point, we do the intake and we schedule a nurse or a therapist to come out to your home and do the initial assessment.
Right. And again, not necessarily so. Obviously, we're all from Way Memorial Hospital. But if someone was discharged from another hospital, but they live in Wayne County, if they live in, you know, Honesdale or even the northern Wayne, we can still provide that home health service, correct?
Sure. We get referrals from New York City. We get referrals from Guthrie, Philadelphia, from all over the areas.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So Anastasia, how long have you been with home health?
I have been with home health since 2018.
Right. So you know a lot about the way it works. It is technically for people who are what we call considered homebound. Is that true?
Correct.
Can you explain that a little bit, what that means?
So homebound means that it is very difficult for you to leave your home under normal circumstances. That could be a physical limitation. That could be an unstable cardiac status. That could be an unstable respiratory status where you have to have oxygen. You may have recently broken a hip, had a knee replacement. For Medicare patients, the homebound is strictly enforced. You, under normal circumstances, can't get out, mm-hmm. you know, to go out into the community just to be out.
Right.
Going to medical appointments, going to church, going to get your hair cut, going out infrequently for special events, a wedding, sad events like a funeral, something like that, that's totally acceptable and allowed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Homebound is not something that you can be. Homebound is something that you are.
Right.
And it's for the people that really just can't get out of their homes safely.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of the population that live alone and
right.
they don't have a safe way to enter and exit a home. You may no longer be able to get up and down your stairs, yet you have an entire flight to get out.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we come in and, you know, get you to the point where you can leave your home.
Right. And that's, again, something we want to stress. It is short term, right? Because, you know, you talk about, you know, these situations. Some individuals go home and, you know, you do everything possible, but maybe they're still considered homebound, but that's where you may refer them to another agency like Aging, correct?
Correct. We work with Wayne and Pike County Area of Aging. They have programs and other businesses that they collaborate with to try to get help into the home for once we pull out.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, again, we will help provide those resources for them to make that connection, which is really important to know. Okay. I mean, I know, you know, with my mom, you have been in her home many times, which has been wonderful. But again, you know, moving to the next step where she needed more help, again, those resources were there and made available to us, which is really, you know, a great resource that we have. You know, cost, usually home health is covered by insurances.
As long as there's a skill, such as wound care, IV therapy, teaching, and you're homebound, it is covered by Medicare.
Okay. And that, you know, again, it's physician referral. So again, that process is all involved. Now, you also provide a hospice service, correct? What does that entail?
A hospice service is end-of-life care. You will need a certification from a doctor saying that there is a terminal illness and of 6 months or less. Hospice provides the nursing services, aid services, social worker, pastors. We have volunteers. It's all about the quality of end-of-life versus the quantity.
Right. And, you know, with the services that, you know, we provide, are there office hours or phone numbers someone can call? Like maybe they're just popping in and listening right now. Who can they call for more information about, you know, both of those services?
They can call the office.
Mm-hmm.
For home health services and the hospice services. We have our intake supervisors. We have myself. That are available. We are typically in the office from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. After that, the phones are answered by on call.
Mm-hmm.
So the phones are answered 24/7.
Right, which is good to know. And again, you know, once someone has that home health or hospice service in, that connection is there and those contacts are already made, correct?
Correct. And we make sure that if you are on our service, that we provide all of the phone numbers for you so that you mm-hmm. know exactly who to call and we discuss when to call us.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So, I mean, like I said, I truly believe we do a wonderful service here, you know, in our community and everything. So what we're seeing a lot also in our community, with you both being nurses, is a lot of what we call the trifecta, right? COVID, RSV, and flu, right? You just did a round of flu vaccinations, right, with the senior centers, Daniela?
Correct, for the Wayne County Senior Centers, yes.
Right. And obviously with your staff, because, I mean, you have many nurses, you mm-hmm. have aides, you have many people under the umbrella of home health. You said even volunteers
correct.
That come out and help. I know we always call upon you for our health fairs and things like that, and come out and you know share, do blood pressures for people, and just to kind of talk about health. You did our stroke education at Lador, right?
That was fun. Yeah.
See, we do a lot of fun things too. But coming back to, you know, the COVID, the RSV, and the flu, you know, yes, ironically, it's hand washing week, but this is something that has proven to show that we should do this all the time, correct?
Correct. For instance, I, especially since the pandemic, I have a pump in my car. So every time before I get out of the car and when I get back into the car, I'm constantly using the sanitizer on my hands, especially at the gas pump, going to Walmart, any or the grocery stores, anywhere. It's very important to use the sanitizer to get those germs and viruses off your hands so you're not spreading it.
Right. I know. I mean, every supermarket, every store nowadays has carts. They all have those little handy wipes that you can pull one down and wipe your cart off, right?
Yep. Glad to see they're still there.
I know. Me too. And, you know, I mean, unfortunately, it took something like COVID to change our mindset. But again, this is just one way we can continue to reduce the infections and the transmission more so. So what are some of the other recommendations that we have? Do you recommend vaccines? Obviously, you know, we always refer people back to their primary care doctor for vaccines. But, you know, we have COVID vaccines, we have flu vaccines. There is no vaccines for RSV because all of these conditions are viruses, correct?
Correct.
And so what, you know, what is kind of the difference between a bacteria and a virus, right? Bacteria, we can get antibiotics, but viruses, there is some treatment, but not as much, right?
Sure. Rest, fluids, you can take over-the-counter Tylenol or ibuprofen for the aches and pains if okayed by your physician.
What about mask wearing if they go out to help prevent maybe contracting that?
Mask wearing and hand washing are two of the biggest. Mm-hmm. The mask wearing protects you from the viruses that are just hanging out in the air due to somebody coughing, sneezing. For whatever reason, viruses love this cold air. And once we put the heat on, we dry out our sinus passages, and it's easier for the viruses to get us. Hand washing, as long as you are either using the hand sanitizer and you're getting those hands nice and wet, or you're using soap and water and you are scrubbing all surfaces of your hands for at least 20 seconds, you're getting those viruses off of your hands from whatever surface you have touched. The doorknobs, the elevators, the gas pumps, your car door, just anything, the packages, the mail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just the viruses are out there on the surfaces, and they're protected. They can hang out for a while on these surfaces. So when we touch things, and then I'm a glasses wearer, so my hands are up fixing my glasses. You know, I've just put my hands, and now the virus is closer to my mouth, closer right. to my nose. It's right there on my glasses. So now every time I touch my glasses, I can get the viruses back on my hands.
Right.
So it is important. And masking is important so that we don't breathe it in.
Right, exactly. You know, and especially we see a lot with children and stuff like that. They touch their face and things like that. So, you know, if you have children playing at home with toys, right, maybe washing those toys off, you know, every, you know, day or so once they finish playing, right?
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is, again, so important because, you know, our goal here is, you know, yes, we have Wayne Memorial Hospital. We take care of people in the hospital and stuff like that. But our goal is actually to keep people healthy, to keep them out of the hospital. So all of these things that we can do and teach individuals, which is so important.
Right. Being proactive is very important.
Right. And, again, the hand sanitizer, yes, are great backup, but old warm water, soapy water, right? Bar soap. And warm water,
yep.
And that 20 seconds, is that really the key?
That is the key.
Mm-hmm. So what other things that you would like to share? So we talked about the process of home health, coming back to home health. You know, we get that referral, you come in. But, you know, some things you do is you look at their medications, correct? You kind of reconcile their medications to make sure what they came home with for the hospital is what they have, right?
Correct. So we will do a what's called a medication reconciliation at admission. We go over your discharge papers and what you actually have in the home and make sure you're taking the correct medication at the correct time, at the correct dose, at the correct route.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if they needed something like physical therapy, correct? That's something that you kind of have your physical therapists that work under the home health umbrella, correct?
We do our therapy. Our therapists are great. We would, at that point, the nurse would call the doctor for an order, and therapy will get out there within 5 days, sooner normally, and do an evaluation and set you up with a home program and some exercises.
Right. And again, if there's any family members that need to be involved, you also include that family member, correct?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Which is so important. So any last, can you give that phone number again for, you know, our home health and hospice service?
Sure. The phone number to our office is 570-253-8431.
Okay. You know, Anastasia and Daniela, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And can you sing, like, what, happy birthday twice in a row and wash your hands or sing your ABCs?
Sure can. Happy birthday twice or ABCs.
Again, keep those hands clean, right? We want to reduce those viral infections and bacterial infections that's going around nowadays.
Correct.
Okay. Again, this is Carol Kinnear. I want to thank you so much for listening and have a great day.